This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
It is such an honor, and I know it's a very, very tough time to get 5 minutes with him, so I'm going to try and make the best of this. Our good friend and often heard here on the Austin Road Show, frequent guest, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. How you doing, Mr. Secretary?
Well, I'm doing great, Austin. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely, and it's I know it's a very tough time for you right now, so thank you for agreeing to the impromptu interview. I have gotten probably in the last 48 hours all kinds of complaints, primarily from people concerned about what's going on in Atlanta. On our side of the state, Richmond County and Columbia County, the voting is going like clockwork. I was in line yesterday for about 45 minutes, but that's what a long line will do for you. It's very good to see that many people out voting. I think it's run better here because we've got veteran elections directors like Nancy Gay and Lynn Bailey in Richmond County, Nancy Gay in Columbia County, that do such a fantastic job. You and I talked about this last March. Have these folks in Atlanta figured out what's causing their problems yet? Because every single election season, it's the same hot spots that tend to have the same problems.
Well, actually, Fulton County is doing a much better job. I know there have been some lines in Fulton County, but our implementation director, Gabe Sterling, voted at the Atlanta Hawks Arena and took him 13 minutes on Monday. Yesterday, myself and one of our other staff members voted also at the Hawks Arena, and it took us 22 minutes. So that's really a great improvement for Fulton County. And then in North Fulton, we've had some long lines, particularly at one of the libraries, Alpharetta Library, and yet over at Newtown Park, there was no lines whatsoever. And so it's hit and miss throughout the county, but I have to give a shout out. I think Fulton County is on top of it and really dedicating the resources. So far, compared to where they were in June, it's been a tremendous improvement. Voters can vote anywhere in the county during early voting, so they might not want to take a look at the wait times. And the big metro counties have a wait time screen that's available. It's an online tool for voters to look at.
The problems that were cited with some of the first day voting had to do with bandwidth and the software that the state's using. I've tried to explain to people, and maybe you can. The vendors are helping the local leaders to the extent that the local leaders have asked for it. In other words, Richmond County has what they need because Richmond County communicated that. There apparently was a lack of proper communication between some of these poll managers early on, or county managers early on, in the software company. Can you please explain how that's not your fault at the state level? I mean, you're like, go ahead.
Yeah, we've taken care of all the bandwidth issues with our vendor. So, you know, that's behind us. And so now it's a tremendous turnout election. What people have to understand is we had 128,000 voters show up the first day. The record before was 90,000. Then we had 111,000. We had about 110,000 yesterday. So we've already had 400,000 voters vote, you know, in this first 3 days, and today's day four, and we could be pushing 500,000 in 4 days. This is just unbelievable turnout. People are watching this election, and people are getting out to vote, and that's what happens. But all that said, if there's still polling locations in all these counties that do not have those long wait times, the voters have to go ahead and take a look at that. They may have to drive an extra 10 minutes or another 20 minutes. But if it can save you the time that take you to drive there, you might want to look at that or look at coming out next week. But we want everyone to vote. We have already 1.7 million people requested absentee ballot, and those are out sitting on many people's kitchen table. We encourage people to get those back. But we're expecting record turnout, absentee, early vote, and also day of election.
Well, again, to get back to the bandwidth issue, and I know you say you've resolved it. They didn't have that problem in Augusta. They didn't have it in Columbia County. They didn't have it in any of the areas that this radio station serves. Absolutely none of those problems reported. I looked around the state. Very few problems reported with bandwidth outside of Metro Atlanta. What continues to make Metro Atlanta, you know, crisis central when it comes to these voting issues?
Well, you are just really blessed that you have two of the top election officials, you know, in your area, in our state, happen to be in Richmond and Columbia County. So, and that just really shows what happens. And you probably have a lot of your experienced poll workers also. Some of the larger counties have newer poll managers there, and they don't have that same experience level that some of the other poll managers do. And it is it gets down at the end of the day about having that experience. But they're working on the bugs. This is not even the finish of the first week. We have two more weeks left to go. And that's really teeing this all up for Tuesday, November 3rd, when we're expecting 2 million voters to show up on that one day in 12-hour period.
You're being incredibly diplomatic, and I understand that. But I need to reemphasize. But no, but you, listen, Mr. Secretary, you're the one being crucified. Not nobody ever mentions the elections director at these different counties that are having the issues and the poll managers that are having the issues, and they're throwing it on you. And that's just not right. It's like complaining that a teacher and a student are having a problem to the superintendent. It's not the superintendent's problem. The superintendent makes sure that the right teachers are in place to serve the most students. And other than that, the student and the teacher have to work it out. And that's what is so frustrating to me. I am a Republican. I am a conservative. And I've constantly supported conservative leaders like yourself in these positions. When things go wrong, they want to throw it at you. And trust me, if it were a statewide problem, I would agree with it. But it's always Metro Atlanta. It's not Columbus. It's not Savannah. It's not Augusta. It's not Columbia County. And, I mean, at some point, do you just want to stand up and say, hey, DeKalb County, Fulton County, Rockdale County, you got to do better?
Well, I know that some of the counties have been struggling with these lines. We've encouraged them to open up, and they have, under the emergency rules, additional voting locations or put more voting equipment in those locations, because we understand that no one needs to be waiting in line for more than an hour. And voters are, and they really need to reach out to their county election officials or their county commissioners and make sure their voice is heard. Because, as you said, we have 159 counties. It's 159 elections. The counties run the elections. And like I said, Columbia County and Richmond County are just really blessed with two great election directors.
Well, all right. You're gonna get points, I guess, for being diplomatic and nice. I wish you would sharpen your stick a little bit and go. When all this is over with on November 4th, if they're still complaining about these things, please isolate these people, draw red circles around their names, and point to them, because they're the same ones every time. And
we took Fulton County to the woodshed after the June primary, and they have improved, and I want to acknowledge that. We know that there's other counties that are, you know, right now having some line issues, and we'll have that opportunity at the appropriate time to, I guess right now it's carrots and sticks, and I'm trying to use some carrots.
I get that. And again, you're playing the part of the ambassador and the diplomat, and I completely understand that. Again, November 4th lets you and I have a conversation, maybe November 5th or 6th after you've decompressed. Here's to hoping that it goes smoothly and continues to go smoothly. By the way, seeing as how we're having all of these folks turn out early, does this bode well for November 3rd not being quite so hectic, or does this bode well for November 3rd being a madhouse?
Well, we're expecting record turnout, and right now it looks like we'll have about 2 million vote early, and we're expecting 2 million to vote early and 2 million on election day. And at the end of the day, with the pandemic and COVID restrictions we have, it just takes longer to vote. So voters should expect lines even when the county has all of their precincts open on November 3rd, just because of the big number of voters that we have coming out. This is huge voter participation. We have record registration, record absentees. Look at the first 3 days of early voting. It's record turnout. People are really enthusiastic about the opportunity to vote, and we know both sides are, and that's why we're seeing a huge turnout.
All right. God bless you, Mr. Secretary. I know you got a lot going on, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Austin.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.